you from my own Annalee. I swear I can't leave you alone, Annalee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear of. Raining for me and you, Annalee. Annalee. Don't you hear the wedding bells raining for me and you, Annalee? Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do. You know I love you, Annalee. Annalee.
Hello, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave talking the blues on WLRH. Pleasure having you tuned in. I hope things are going very well where you are. Have some blues for you for the next hour. New releases in this case. We'll get to it right after Earl Hooker gets his intermission. Earl. We'll see you at the bottom of the program. What is that you got? Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. Anytime a major act comes along and makes a blues record, it doesn't matter if they're a blues act or not, it's always worthy of noting and invariably gets a lot of attention and usually is good for blues as a genre, at least for a little while. And we'll find out if that takes place now because we have a brand new release from the venerable British rock band, many people consider the greatest rock and roll band in history, the Rolling Stones. They came up with a blues album late last year, called Blue and Lonesome. It is out now, and I finally got a copy of it after having to chase it around with everybody being sold out on it. It's way up high on the charts, and blues albums are not always way up high on the charts. I do remember when Eric Clapton came out with From the Cradle back in the 1990s, which became the first platinum blues album in history. And it caused a lot of royalty payments to a lot of writers of classic material. Perhaps the Stones will do the same favor right here. Keith Richards, the Stones guitarist, has said regularly that he wants his tombstone to read that he passed it along. And that's indeed what they're doing. They've taken tracks that are from the classic period of Chicago blues, the mid-1950s into the almost mid-1960s, and they've taken these things, and that is a style that the Stones know very well, because when they were coming up in London, that was what they went after. That was not the popular thing to do back then. The other things that were happening were a lot more upbeat rock and roll type things, such as what the Beatles and the Dave Clark Five and a bunch of other folks did and became famous. But the Stones were going for the darker, more bluesier content from day one, and they did a lot of it very well. They studied it, and they have never ceased to be fans of it. There's been a long-running discussion in the band about making a blues record. It's just never come about. Well, the guys were in the studio in London working on an album that was to be all new original music. And typically, you can come to a stopping place in that pretty easily. You come and get stuck on a song and the song is not turning out and you keep trying this and trying that. And pretty soon you're burned out and need a break. And Keith Richards just suggested, let's all sit down and play Blue and Lonesome. That's a classic Little Walter Jacobs song from the 1960s. And so they did. They assembled out there. And they all sat around with their amps, and they had the mics on and everything like that, and they played it and sang it. And fortunately, it was recorded. And when they heard the recording back, they're like, hey, this is really good. Let's maybe do another one. So they did a couple. They did three or four the first day, and they wound up recording for 3 days. And all of a sudden, here was their blues album, Blue and Lonesome. They did go and grab Eric Clapton out of another studio for a couple of songs, I think on the second day of recording. And that changed the structure a little bit. But when you hear the Stones, one of the things they have going, as a musician, I can appreciate greatly, is the way the band plays as an amalgam. You don't hear the standard rhythm guitar, lead guitar dichotomy. They all play stuff at the same time, and they make it work. And that goes all the way back to classic Dixieland jazz for its concept, and certainly worked its way up through blues and through Chicago blues in particular, where all the instruments, the harmonica, the guitar, the piano, were all up there with the vocalists, just going right to town, playing licks, laying things down under and over each other, and that's part of what made the sound so exciting. These guys understand that, and they have made it work on this record. We're going to listen to five tracks from Blue and Lonesome. Most of these are pretty short. There's not a whole lot of soloing going on, but there is a very good job of doing what these songs are supposed to do feeling-wise. I have to hand it to Mick Jagger, who mostly when I've seen him play harmonica has been grabbing a vocal mic on stage and playing a few licks and just not, you know, just kind of filling the spot with it, not really doing much. His harmonica playing here, while it's not really flashy, it certainly is true and on point to what this music calls for. He does a really fine job with it, and he restrains his vocals and keeps them in there too. Just enough texture, just enough grit, and a lot of feeling in all these things, even though he's having to emulate people like Howlin' Wolf and stuff. Very demanding vocal jobs. Blue and Lonesome is the first track they recorded, so we will listen to that one first. That's a nice minor key Chicago blues, and again, Little Walter was the one who cut that originally. Commit a Crime is a Howlin' Wolf classic that's got kind of an unusual guitar riff in it, and typically for songs that Howlin' Wolf wrote for himself, it's a one-chord song, only one chord change through the whole thing, and it's a riff. The guitar riff goes, and the other guitars go with it, and you hear that throughout this entire song. I Gotta Go takes us back into Little Walter Jacobs, and it's a quick cut-time stomp, something that Little Walter used to do very well with his fast harmonica playing. Then the one that I think will probably become the one that blues bands around the country will pick up off this record and play, and it's called Ride 'Em On Down. This is an Eddie Taylor song that's got a shuffle groove. And Eddie Taylor, besides being his own guy, went everywhere with Jimmy Reed. He was Jimmy Reed's guitar player and really held the act together for Jimmy for a lot of his years. And so here he's getting a little crap. This has got a nice texture shuffle, an upbeat shuffle, if you will, or cut time shuffle, depending on how you want to phrase that, where instead of the backbeat being on the backbeats are on the upbeat. They're accented and makes it have a different lift. And last of all, the classic I Can't Quit You, Baby, an Otis Rush standard written by Willie Dixon. And on this one, we get to hear Eric Clapton doing some lead guitar. And again, this does because of the way he meshes in. It's different between Keith and the other guys in the band that have been doing it before. Rolling Stones, Blue and Lonesome. It's on Interscope Records. We will hear Blue and Lonesome, Commit a Crime, I Gotta Go, Ride 'Em On Down, and I Can't Quit You, Baby.
A man can be. Thank you. in town. Got two kids and a lot of mine. Got no stop dealing. I believe I ride on down. Yeah, I got no stop dealing. I believe I ride on down. Yeah, I'm dealing, darling. But I'm on the deck. Seem like somebody gonna take my ship, my.
So the Rolling Stones accidentally make a blues record, and it comes out really well. Classic Chicago-style blues done in the style of the original recording for the most part, with that nice looseness that the Stones are so good at coming up with, that kind of thing where everything's just disjointed but yet still fits together. The last one there, I Can't Quit You Baby, the old Otis Rush classic done with Eric Clapton sitting in on guitar for those guitar solos. Ride Him On Down from Eddie Taylor before that. I Gotta Go was the cut timer. Commit a Crime, the one-chord classic Howlin' Wolf song before that, and we opened up with the title cut, the one they did first that kicked the whole thing off, Blue and Lonesome. The Rolling Stones' Blue and Lonesome is on Interscope Records. You're listening to Talking Blues. I'm Microwave Dave. A pleasure having you tuned in. Reminding you, this program and all of our locally produced programming is available to you on podcast at WLRH.org. Click on Programs, and you'll find all of them listed down there. You can choose to re-listen to one or hear one or binge if you choose. We're going to shift gears considerably here and go to a group from, actually a duo, from up in British Columbia. One of many Canadian artists that have released records down into the United States now. Holly Hyatt and John Burden have an album called Shuffling the Blues. These two primarily have been an acoustic duo, with her playing a stand-up bass and he plays acoustic guitar, but they've gone electric as well. And when they go electric, they keep it very clean. The guitar is not dirty and distorted. It's a very clean, crisp sound, and the drums are minimal in the background. She plays electric bass on these as well. We're going to pick up three tracks from this one. Now, starting off with one called Black Crow. This is a nice, kind of a Delta-flavored, sort of country blues-flavored anyway, acoustic piece that's got a good, nice roll to it, the way they play it. Singing. Her voice is sweet. She doesn't go overboard with it. It just does just enough of everything. Then John Borden comes in and sings one called Left-Handed Soul. This is an old Nick Gravanides tune, I think from back around the time of the Electric Flag. I think this goes back all the way into the 60s or early 70s from that kind of stuff. It's a social commentary blues, kind of gentle social commentary, but it is there nonetheless. And again, you'll hear the real clean electric guitar picking. And then one called Low Down Blues. This one has a good walking shuffle. You can tell this band could play this stuff all night long. Recorded in front of a small live audience in Canada, and a lot of fun. Shuffling the Blues, it's on Floodplain Records, Holly Hyatt and John Burden. We will hear Black Crow, Left-Handed Soul, and Lowdown Blues.
Searching for heart. lovers from long ago, will they meet up in the end? 'Cause I know how the story ends. We will all be friends, kittens and stardust, they will meet up in the end. Lovers and rainbows, they will meet up in the end. Questions and answers, they will meet up in the end.
Like everything I do gets me beat up black and blue. People know the score, you know they sure don't know me anymore. People out there hustling up a brand new car every year just to drive around feeling lonely. I'm feeling cold. So cold, living in this right-handed world with my left-hand soul. Prisoners in Cook County Jail, they're doing good time. There's not one man there who would come out and serve mine. Hustling up a brand new car every year just to drive around feeling lonely. I'm feeling cold, living in this right-handed world with my left-hand soul. Walking around in the same old pair of shoes, people are digging rock and roll, and I'm still shuffling the blues. People out there hustling up a brand new car every year just to drive around, feeling lonely. So cold, living in this right-handed world, living in this right-handed world, living in this right-handed world, with my left hand so, oh, left hand so. Thank you.
Some nice work from a couple there that work as an acoustic duo and work as an electric group as well. They call themselves Holly Hyatt and John Burden. Actually, both their last names are Burden. They're married now, but their stage name, Holly Hyatt and John Burden. The album Shuffling the Blues. And we heard three tracks on that, played in front of a live audience in British Columbia, which is where they are from. The last one there, Lowdown Blues. Before that was a Left-Handed Soul, the old Nick Gravanides tune. And before that, we had Black Crow, which is an original as well. The album Shuffling the Blues is on Floodplain Records out of Canada. This is Talking the Blues, and I'm Mike Waves. We're going now to our last one for the evening. This one is a kind of a fasten-your-seatbelt album. Now, if you think the Rolling Stones weren't enough for that, this is going to be different. The Stones kept the grooves down in the pocket. They stayed kind of in the classic area. This guy named Randy McAllister is from East Texas. He's a native Texan. His family's a long-running East Texas family. He's been a drummer for a long time, and he picked up along the way playing a little bit of guitar, a little harmonica, and other things. And he's got just a flat-out wild approach to roots music. It's very, very different. And his new album is called Fistful of Gumption. And he books the band as the scrappiest band in the motherland, quote unquote. I'd like to talk about this much, but I'd rather have you hear it than hear it. So I'm going to try to get all four tracks in if possible. Starting off with one called Leave a Few Wrong Notes, a commentary that has a compelling groove to it. It's like funky, but it's very compelling without being too fancy. And about doing the music yourself instead of having machines straighten it out and make it perfect for you. Leave a Few Wrong Notes. Then one called Background Singer. This is a bit of a suite that goes from grooves like a hydromatic transmission, just shifts from one to the other, and you could tell there's a drummer running the show, leads it all from the drum set while he does the singing as well. And it goes from pretty blistering stuff to pretty straight ahead shuffles. The next one is called Come On, Brothers and Sisters, and this one swaps two grooves in there from a very driving shuffle into kind of really driving a rock beat to start with. Then it goes into a really kind of a sauntering shuffle on that, and they change around the things they sing about. As far as what they're doing. And last of all, Ride to Get Right. This is about as crazed of a Cajun song as you're going to hear. They've got a violin playing on quite a few of these things, and she goes straight out Cajun on this one, but it is fast. If you're going to two-step to this, you better be warmed up and in shape. Fistful of Gumption is the name of the album. It's by Randy McAllister. It's on Reaction Records. We will hear Leave a Few Wrong Notes, Background Singer, Come On, Brothers and Sisters, and Ride to Get Right.
Watching a program on TV about making people a star, and at the end of the show I'm shaking my head about what they're looking for. Little fella trying his hand with some colors and stared aside the lies. But what he's been told's not what he feels is outside the lives of a time. East Texas boys in the studio, to them what feels the best. They don't process and polish and take out the real till it sounds like everything else. I leave a few wrong notes outside the lines, okay. While your fears are trying to auto-tune life, letting some soul get away. Leave a few wrong notes outside the lines, okay. While your fears are trying to auto-tune life, letting some soul get away.
Trying to auto-tune life, getting some some soul, get away. I leave a few wrong notes outside the lines, okay. And while you're busy trying to auto tune life, letting some soul get away.
Like a background singer, not a soul without the light. A background singer, work is much less in the world. But sometimes your efforts be taken for granted. Not enough credit for your commendable actions. Just cause the lights on you are a little bit less doesn't mean you don't shine like the rest.
Thank you. what the world shows you. The wrong thing is easy to write, not so much. The proof is in the daily news. No matter where your time in the world, there's a whole lot of ugly truth. So come on, brother.
Come on, come on, come on.
Come on, sister.
Come on, come on, come on.
Let your heart be ruled by what the world shows you. When you're put to the test, how will you come through? Stand up for the weak. Let your voice be heard. Don't let others keep you from what you know's the right way to turn. The things you decide can change our hearts.
To fade that out, they're really cranking it up there. That is Danny McAllister, Randy McAllister, and his album called Fistful of Gumption. The last one we just barely got to, Ride to Get Right. Before that, Come On Brothers and Sisters, background singer, and Leave a Few Wrong Notes. Great stuff from this really high energy album. Also, the Rolling Stones and a blues album, and Holly Hyatt and John Burton. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
I know you don't love me, baby. That's all right.